Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
My zip code is 80539.
And your first and last name?
Kim Garber, G-A-R-B, like boy, E-R.
And do you have an account with this man?
No, I do not. I've been trying to enter a sweepstakes that you are sponsoring. I have entered all the information correctly. And when I hit the button for to complete the transaction, it says that you're not accepting this card. I contacted my bank, Wells Fargo, and they show the card to be active. There's only a balance of a little over $300 on it. And we just recently made a payment of a large sum of money. And they showed that being paid, and I've contacted you previously. Another operator answered, explained the whole thing, and they suggested I try another card. I tried another card, same thing, making sure all the information was correct, and it refused that one also. I don't know why this is not going through. She said that the first call I made said that perhaps our bank was stopping the charge from going through. And when I spoke with the bank, they said that is not the case. It's an active card. It could be used. There's no limitations. And they were said that it must be on the end of wherever I'm purchasing. It is not the bank that is causing the issue.
Hey, ma'am, well, I don't know why I won't accept that card then if your bank is not declining the charge.
Mm-hmm. And I've done it like three or four times now.
Did you try using a different card?
Yes, I did. That's what I'm saying. I did do that. And I tried using a MasterCard, and it didn't like that one either. It could possibly be. Now, this card I have with Wells Fargo is the only card that we use for a credit card. We've had the card for years. And it has the correct address of our post office box, street address, and box number. The other cards we've had for quite some time. However, we don't use them. So they could have our street address on them. But when I put in the street address, they don't like it. There's a place on the application that says, you know, shipping and billing address the same, and you're supposed to check mark it. I've check marked it, I've unchecked it, and it doesn't matter either way, it still won't go through. So I've been at this for quite some time now, and it kind of concerns me that you would send me an email invite to participate in your sweepstakes, and I've gone through all the channels. I've done everything that was required, made sure all the information is correct, tried another card, and nothing is working. And I don't know why, and the last person I spoke with didn't know why either.
Yes, ma'am, we're not sure why it's not accepting that card.
Yeah, but that doesn't help me trying to enter your sweepstakes that you sent me an email and invited me to participate in. And the bank told me there was no complications or blocks on their end, that it had to be on the end of where or whatever I was purchasing, but that the card was good and active and with no problems.
Hey, well, I do apologize, but there's nothing that I can do.
How can you call your supervisor?
Well, there's nothing that we can do, ma'am. It has to be done online.
I understand that. I really do. Believe me, I really do understand. But there's some glitch or something on your end, your company's end, or your sponsor, the company that is sponsoring this sweepstakes. And it's starting to really bother me that I can't participate, and nobody has an answer for me as to why. I understand if there is a problem or an issue, but I don't see it as a problem or issue on my end. This is a very good, valid card, and I've entered all the information correctly. And I understand you cannot take the card number over the phone. I understand all of those. But the circumstance is that somebody's not allowing this to be processed so that I can participate in your sweepstakes that you invited me to participate in.
Remember, we're not having any system issues. I'm not sure why it's not accepting that card.
Do you have any possible ideas? I mean, I've entered both my home residence address, because it's one digit off on the zip code. My home address is an 8 ending number. My post office box number, it is my shipping and my billing address, and it has a street address. That ends in a digit of 9. So I've been very careful to make sure that all the information was current and up to date, including the dates of, you know, what all that needed to be filled out. It seems like somebody should be able to answer the question of why, because I'm sure I'm not the first person that this has happened to. Could or maybe other people who have tried to enter the sweepstakes and have been unable to do so.
Okay, ma'am, the only thing that I can advise you to do is just to try later to see will it work.
Well, you put a time limit on how quickly I need to do this.
Ma'am, you can always just go back to that same one.
What do you mean go back to the same one? What? The application itself?
Correct.
Well, what about the time rundown?
That doesn't matter, ma'am. You just go back to that.
So I need to not close the application? Is that it? Because I'm afraid if I turn off my phone or go to something else, then that's going to cancel my application to you.
No, it will not, ma'am.
So have anybody called to explain this to you, what their circumstances were that they've experienced, or am I the very first and only person that's ever experienced?
Well, I won't be able to talk about that, ma'am.
Okay. What will you be able to talk about with me? Because
there's nothing that we can do if it's not accepting your card, and if your bank is saying that they're not declining it, There's nothing that we can do. Now, you can try a different card.
I did.
And if that's not working, ma'am,
right.
I don't know.
And the only reason why I'm thinking another card may not possibly work is because when you send out this application, you already know my information in a way because it pops up really quick as to fill in. And so my thinking is the other cards that I have not used in quite some time, they're still active cards. There's zero balance on them, but they could have my residential address as a mailing address. Whereas this card that I'm trying to use is current, and the billing address and the shipping address are the same, which is a post office box, street, and number. That's the only difference that I can think, but I can't say. We've tried to look it up, and we cannot figure out how the other cards are listed as far as a billing and shipping address.
Again, ma'am, you can try again later.
But I've been, the other part of the issue, though, is I've been working on this for a whole hour of time, I find it incredible that no one at your company can explain to why.
Because we're not sure why it's not accepting your card.
Well, are there technicians available that I can speak with?
No, ma'am.
But I've cleared my card with my bank. I verified.
Okay, ma'am, so if your bank is not declining the charge and you used a different card and that's still not working, then there's nothing else that we can do. We're not sure why it's not accepting the card.
Mm-hmm.
We only handle accounts.
Okay. So is there another way for me to put in an application with your company for a
It has to
account?
Be done online.
Right, I get it. I understand what you're saying. But I'm saying,
okay, ma'am, there's nothing else that we can do.
No, I understand what you're saying, but is there another email address or another way of accessing an application through your company online that I
can? No, ma'am.
So if I try this later and it still doesn't work, what recourse do I have as far as getting the prize? That's what I don't understand.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize for any misunderstandings, but there's nothing else that we can do.
All right. I appreciate your time. I know it's frustrating for you, and I'm sure you'll get inundated with all kinds of calls. I was just hoping that I could find some clarity since I put in such an effort to try to participate in your invitation of the sweepstakes, that I could come up with some kind of an answer. But obviously, that's not possible. So I do appreciate your time, and thank you very much for your help on this. And
yeah.
I will try again later, I guess. But I'm confused by the timeline that you have on the sweepstakes. I mean, they give you, like, you need to do this in 6 minutes. You know? Because when they said, well, you need to call your bank, and I said, our bank doesn't open up for a couple hours. And they said, well, there's an 800 number on your card. So that was a good suggestion, and that's what I did, you know? So I guess I'll just follow up and try again in a little bit. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
All right. Same to you. Good luck.